Most New Yorkers know how noisy the city can get. There's blaring music, honking car horns, jackhammers, emergency sirens, kids screaming, and a whole lot less quiet than many, if not most, other places. The city is so noisy, in fact, that researchers at NYU's Steinhardt School of Culture, Education, and Human Development are using a $4.6 million National Science Foundation grant to continue their study of noise. Those researchers already had concluded that constant and excessive noise might disrupt sleep, increase stress, and make people more annoyed and distracted. And those are just some of the short-term effects. They also conclude that, in the long term, excessive noise might even raise a body's blood pressure, cause hearing loss, and some forms of heart disease. Noise can keep children from doing their best in school, researchers suggest. NYU's research will be based on the sounds captured by up to 100 special computerized sensors installed at targeted locations. On the streets, New Yorkers also have a few things to say about noise. New York City health officials are partnering with the NYU researchers for the SONIC study, which stands for Sounds of New York City. The city's noise guide tells residents what are the allowable decibels of noise generated by building construction sites, cats, dogs, neighbors, bars, restaurants, and so on. For example, anyone using a cell phone in a public place legally must keep the volume to a minimum. The city's 311 hotline for submitting concerns to New York City agencies has recorded noise complaints since 2010. Noise is high on the list of things residents complain about, officials report. The NYU researchers were either out of the office during the summer or they declined to be interviewed for this report, saying they were busy raising more money for research and development for their study. Regardless of what the study finds, some New Yorkers said all the noise is one of the costs of living in the Big Apple. Only car honking and emergency sirens bother Rachel Duffy, 25, also a Yeshiva University graduate student in psychology. She says,
most of it becomes white noise for me.
49, an academic advisor at Northwestern University who was visiting from Illinois and sitting on a bench in Washington Square Park said,
like when somebody's shouting at you, like we were just in Little Italy and there was a guy who was like, you know, hucking business and it was like, ah, you know, or the sirens, you know what I mean?
Lena Marcus, 23, an engineer visiting from her native country, Germany, said,
style and I won't change it.
This is Jayla Cordero reporting for NYU Spectrum.